Hi everyone, welcome to yet another episode of The Broadcast. Today we have rather very interesting guest and a very interesting topic to talk about. Hi Padmini, how are you doing?
Yeah, guest it seems. Yes, Shrinidhi, doing very good. How are you?
I'm well as well. So how is quarantine so far? Day 50? I think we're all nearing day 50, right?
That's amazing. Like we are able to manage like day 50s inside our houses, especially me without a divorce, without disowning my own child or my child. Still a family. I feel so blessed.
Very true. Nice. Everybody. Good. Yeah. Right. Very true. So, Padmini, I mean, we have done 30 episodes in broadcast and everything on the line.
Yeah.
And yeah, yes. Really, that definitely calls for a celebration. But what is the topic of discussion today?
So we could have easily made it somewhere about pricing strategy, or it could be how to get into product management. I mean, these are like usual topics, Shrinidhi. I think today let's talk about something very important. I think more than product management. And I think it's an elephant inside the room and we've been ignoring it for so many years. I think we should definitely talk about it.
Right. I completely get where you're going. So the elephant in the room, according to me and Padmini, is going to be cyberbullying and cyber harassment against women. We wanted to do this topic for a very long time. And the reason why we're doing it right now is because there have been some instances in the recent past that sort of kindled back this topic. And we really wanted to do it. And yeah, so that's going to be the topic today. Right, Padmini?
Of course. Yes, it is. I'll also share why we have come to this place where we wanted to talk about cyberbullying. We have the brand name as The Broadcast, where we've been talking about product management, entrepreneurship. But with all this, we also have some dark marks where, you know, women are struggling. We definitely talk about personal branding, you know, but the template for personal branding seems to be very different for men and women. Let me share what happened with us. We've been doing product series for 15 days and 15 continuous days, thanks to all the 15 guests, and it's been good. But when we were doing this, we also came across something very deep. Like there was a girl who was giving a presentation, and of course there were like a bunch of people who attended the webinar, and there were some questions to her. She's a pretty young girl, and there were questions to her, and when she was trying to answer, kind of the whole conversation went little in a different direction, and the guy really went to a different mindset and started posting new pictures on the webinar where people are talking about product management. So this is not the first time, and this particular girl is not the first person to encounter this. It has happened to me, it has happened to Shrinidhi, it has happened to a lot of women we talk to ever since our Women in Product days, or ever since, in fact, ever since we started working, I would say.
Very true. I think this is a topic that a lot of people would shy away from, you know, discussing on a very open forum. That's because some women think that, hey, I know this is my problem and maybe I must have done something wrong, and that's the reason why I am where I am. So do you think women or men, I mean, I don't want to stereotype this to women. I know that men also go through cyberbullying. It's a very common thing, right? So do you think people should be very vocal about this in terms of talking about what they've gone through?
I think, Shrinidhi, there are two extremes to this, and the perspectives are definitely subjective here, right? One is women being very vocal about it, where, you know, I always see people sharing the chat. Recently, we also had somebody from a founder's office, you know, posting about very trivial thing. Like, I think he was asking about something related to his application as a job, and then she said some rude answer, and then he said something back to her where, you know, it kind of went to an offensive state between them. It was not a sexual harassment at all. And she really thought, you know, just women posting something would really get her a lot of support. On the other side, where women are not even talking about it. I don't know. I mean, of course, men and women are going through the cyberbullying. They are going through a lot of unfair things online. But I think the women are seeing it more because, you know, with our events, with a lot of men and women we talk to, I see a lot of women have this problem. They are, you know, even scared of posting their picture also on LinkedIn, where people just take them and then, you know, post it. You don't know where it's posted. And, you know, when you talk about personal branding, where the whole thing is going to, right? To me, I think it's a perfect balance. There's no right or wrong answer to it. Like, I am personally a victim of cyberbullying, where people have taken my pictures from, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, and, you know, posted somewhere. And one of my friend from Singapore, you know, he was sharing it with me. It was a complete shock to me, where I've deleted my Facebook account completely. And then I came back realizing that it's okay. I mean, there are certain things I have no control with. It's fine. But I don't know if that was the right conclusion. It's not okay to do it. You know, sometimes we have to talk about it. We have to tell. I'm not happy about it. It's not putting me in the right situation. There are a lot of girls, a lot of women who are scared of all these things. And then they're still not able to come out of the whole trauma, right? Like just like what happened in the webinar.
I completely agree to that. So, I mean, when you spoke, this sort of, you know, instigated the next question that I wanted to ask. How do you think, I mean, honestly, even me, I have personally gone through another, you know, cyber attack way back in my school days and college days. It is a definitely a very big mental block. For a couple of days, I wouldn't know what I was doing. I didn't know who I can confide this to. I didn't know who to seek support for. And it was rather very disturbing times, I would say. So how do you think someone should approach a cyber bully? And what should, I mean, yeah. So given that their mental state is completely devastated, is there something that, you know, people could do, a sort of a self-assurance or even in terms of seeking help? How do you think they should do it?
Yeah, I think here, no, Srinathi, women are not even broken, but then there are a lot of fixes for them. Don't post your picture. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know, the problem is not with me. I have all my rights to post my picture wherever I want, right?
100%.
In fact, you know, the instant I was sharing with you, where somebody took my picture and then posted in different, you know, filthy groups, that was done by a woman. It was done by a woman, you know, who totally hated me because, you know, I was getting promoted like very in a regular intervals. That was like, wow. You know, funny at the same time. I know it is. So there's no point just telling things to men. It might be by anybody, right? I think there's no fix from the victim. I think people who are listening to this, maybe 5,000 people or 6,000 people, the change should start with them. And maybe at one point, it might not even become like a big deal, you know, cyberbullying. Yeah, what's the big deal? Or it might stop a lot of people to do anything differently, right? I don't know who's going to say what. I don't want to really try this. So a lot of good talents who are very, very skilled about writing or, you know, posting their pictures about an event on LinkedIn, Instagram, it could be anywhere. They might stop themselves from doing that. So to stop that, I think the change should really come from within. Approaching, of course, we have POSH, which are very legal and official things at workplace. But what do you do on social media? Like with my incident, I went to the police station. I, in fact, you know, raised the complaint and all that. But, you know, honestly, in fact, it only wasted two of my days. And I had to come back, prepare myself. Okay, I should just, you know, stop thinking about it. Because you have bigger things going on in the cyber centers where they are dealing with money is being transferred for crores and crores. Where in your case of just taking your picture and then posting somewhere becomes a trivial case for them. In fact, they were, you know, advising me that, you know, you are a girl, you shouldn't be posting any pictures. You know,
Yes.
you should be
Oh
very
my
safe.
God. I swear.
You should be
I mean,
very safe.
like, apart from the fact that everybody is scared, there are a bunch of groups who will go around making you feel scared, right? Now, this is a complete different story. Like, why are you posting your pictures? I mean, they want a safety for you that's completely, you know, understandable. But then they go one notch and they'll start to, you know, sort of, you know, tell stories about all that happened to their colleagues and their relatives. I mean, it's okay to bring a negative story to give a morally sound outcome or a, you know, a moral of a story. But people will be like, yeah, this happened to them. There could be something that could happen 10x worse to you, so you might not want to do it. I mean, like, that's, I think that's the kind of mindset that we all should work towards changing. I mean, to add to you your point, I was also thinking that we cannot completely ignore the elephant in the room because it's taking all our space and it's sort of, you know, suffocating us. But at the same time, reaction is completely personal, right? I just want everybody who is going through an episode of a cyberbully to be very strong and, you know, just to be very stern in what they do next. I mean, they don't have to shy away from the fact that, or they don't have to drastically take any decisions to completely stop doing whatever they were doing. But I think a self-introspection here would help. But again, it's not a fault of that person, right? So I'm really confused as to what someone should do in this stage.
This is actually a very, very complicated question, Srinathi.
Very
Even
true.
something that I am figuring out. If some of the listener has the best answer, they can always come back with that. You know, we recently interviewed one of the advocate of Pink Legal, remember? And she
Right,
was, you know,
exactly.
talking about how we can go against this legally and, you know, take this officially. I'm
Definitely.
okay to take things official if we are taking results. I mean, forget about cyberbullying, even the things with you know, sexual harassment at workplace, and you know, men being very, very unfair towards women, having biased conversation, you know, prestige. Because you know, I'm not just you know, saying something on air. It is something that I've heard from women, with women in product, with you know, a lot of women I talk to. As you know, I'm also writing a book about, you know, myths and millennial women, where you know, I'm interviewing a lot of women. You should listen to that horrific stories. Then fulfillment is a right and not a privilege. Every one of us, including women, including men, is entitled to feel fulfilled by the work we do. You know, to wake up feeling inspired to go to work. When you have somebody, you know, disturbing you in any way, sexually or with their conversation inside the room.
That's a very strong thing to digest. I mean, I don't mean to sidetrack, but you're writing a book. Wow, that is super exciting, Padmini. Like, I have read all your posts, and I'm a big fan of yours. I know you'd know by now, but just making a political statement. But your book, what is it all about? Let our listeners know, and if it's not too early to ask, you could definitely let our viewers know about it.
Sure, I think it's a little early to really give so much context about the book, but
Okay.
this book has been in my idea since 2018. I've been
Wow.
doing a lot of research on this, talking to a lot of women, first of all, in understanding how millennial women is different from the previous generation. Because you know, when we talk about millennial women, and when we put any in a word as millennial in front of any word, people get really, you know, intimidated. Oh, you guys, you know, just put this millennial in front of every single word. Women have been giving birth to kids for so many years, and women have been, you know, married and working, and everything has been happening for so many years. Now, what is so special about these millennial women? They're not the same. You know, Srinathi, you and me, we've had working women, if I'm not wrong, right? Wherein
Right.
with our mothers, it was so different. If they go by 9 o'clock, they're always back home by 5 o'clock.
Very
There
true.
are no night calls. There are no bosses calling in the night asking for a file to be sent like before 9 o'clock. Or, you know, it was a complete dark line between work and life. You know, and those women in our previous generation, 98% of them, I will tell you, 98% of them kept the family as number one and work definitely as their last priority. Right? Very taking true. Care of their husband, kids was their priority. Yeah,
100%. Yeah, I think this is something I've also read in Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg, where she says that, it's okay for women to prioritize their job first. Nothing is wrong. But on the contrary, all of us are taught, or even for me at this age, my mom always says that, hey, you know what, family comes first and you can always be ambitious in your life, but nothing should replace family. I mean, that's some very powerful statements, but I completely disagree to her because our ideas are different. And I think it's very critically important that how millennial women see themselves. So I'm really looking forward to your book. And if there's any, peek look that I can take in before it goes out, I'd really be happy and honored to, get the first Absolutely. Copy and read about it. Yes,
absolutely. So, I think the reason behind why I wanted to write also, Srinathi, it's because of this Western women books. Including becoming, or 30 things you will have to do before you are 30, or it could be girls Correct. Wash your face. I mean, I read pretty much most of these books, and mm-hmm. the problem those women are talking, I think it's relevant also to our topic today, right? The topic they are talking about is, it's probably their second marriage, is their third marriage. They have seen life in a different way. They had educated parents. They were okay if their kids were, being whatever they are. The parenting style, everything is different. Their parents are not probably forcing their daughters to get married when they are 23 or 24. There are relatives. There are no relatives who are, asking, oh, what's the good news to the women? And, the whole crowd making missions mentality is definitely not with those books, the at Western least, world. Right?
Very true.
Yeah,
very true.
It is so. The problems that we face, the problems that we have are so different. Like, I was not able to relate to most of the things those women were talking about, wherein their problem is about 50%. My problem is, let me work. The letting me work is itself very new to them. Oh, your husband can tell you not to work? Yes, in India, it can happen. It happens to 70-80% of the women.
That's right? The sad state. So, exactly.
Exactly. Forget about leadership. That and all we don't want now. At least let us work. A lot of women will have to walk out of their relationship, walk out of their family just to pursue their career. They are not, probably taking anything illegal or doing anything illegal just to, continue their studies, continue their career and continue their dreams. They will have to walk out of the family. But if I'm going to go tell this to Sheryl Sandberg or Michelle, they will not even understand our financial status, our importance, our values are so different. So that is also one reason why I wrote the book, why I mentioned is, the understanding and the culture of men here is also an important factor. Mm-hmm. Why a lot of things happening, right? Let me share this with you. I used to work in a team where, there were a lot of conservative men used to be part of. Okay? And when I came back after the maternity break, there were guys who were, asking, hey, I thought you would quit your job. I'm so surprised to see you back. My wife never worked after her kid was done, happened. And how it's easy for you to come. Leaving your kid at home. I'm like, I'm sure this is happening with my husband, but I don't think, anybody is asking him about, hey, how did you leave your 2-month-old kid or 5-month-old kid and coming to office? This itself looks
Very
silly,
true.
Right? Though we have a lot of physical needs with the kids, women pursuing their career after kids itself seen as a sin because the men of our generation have seen are so different because it's all their mothers who've been always focused about family. So men think if a woman is being a rebel or if a woman is being anything different from the regular template of women, they think it's abnormal. They think they are broken and then they are asking us to fix things when they are not even broken.
cannot agree more to that, Padmini. I think I have personally felt or dealt with a lot of things on these similar lines. So yeah, that completely rings a lot of bell. I completely agree to that.
Yes, yes. I think, right. Srinathi, we both can talk about this topic for hours together. It happens right. Even when, you know, Aishwarya joins or Vaishnavi joins. Every time we've been talking about it, and then we can spend hours and hours. It's never-ending topic. But if the change, if one Srinathi of one Padmini is going to be talking for us, it's not going to change the entire world. You know, we do not have control over things, and it's not going to happen. But if every single person, you know, is going to change the way they think about anybody, you know, with mutual respect, you don't have to tell them that, you know, oh my God, I follow you on Insta, that you are so big. But you don't have to belittle them for what they are. It just give that mutual respect to another human being. It also applies to people at home. It could be your spouse. It could be, you know, husband, wife, whoever it is. Just giving that space and respecting who they are or what they are. As a person is enough. You know, what are you going to get, you know, sending such messages on LinkedIn? If you're so desperate about sending such messages to people, you have apps to do that, right? You definitely have a lot of apps where you can go explore. But why come to a wrong place and do wrong things? It is affecting people mentally, psychologically, and stopping someone who's amazingly good at something.
Very true. Very, very true. Yes, that's a larger lesson that I also wish everyone does and make this place a better world to live in. That's all a utopian dream that we have. But definitely one point that you said, which really rings a bell, is if we start voicing it out, and if we make sure that this is a safe place for other men and women who have gone through a similar experience, then I think that should be a great beginning, right?
Exactly. And for those who hold a leadership position, creating an environment in which the people in your charge feel Thank like you. They are part of something bigger than themselves is your responsibility as a leader, right? So if it's, these are words also from Simon Sinek. So if leaders can understand that and then make that ecosystem ready for people in every single way that they can do, that'll be the best change, Srinathi, best change.
Wonderful. Right. So with that, we are coming to the end of yet another episode in the broadcast. A lot of, you know, we always receive great feedbacks for all of our episodes, be it any episode that I host, Padmini host, Aishwarya host, or anybody or another Srinathi who's also hosting. So we really want all the listeners, especially to listen to these podcast. It is, it's got a very, you know, a message that's bigger than what product management could teach you. It's about humanity, basic understanding, or, you know, a helping hand that you could extend to someone who is in need of it and might not be really vocal about it. So do let us know what you think about this episode. And in case if you want to find a, you know, a safe place to share your experience, I'm very sure that Padmini's inbox is always open. Now, mine is also open. Please do come talk to us, and we can definitely find a, you know, a bigger, better resolution once we're all together.
Absolutely. Please write us to listen@thebroadcast.com. We would love to get in touch with you. Thank you so much. Have a great quarantine, rest of quarantine life. Bye-bye.
Yes. I just hope it ends soon. Bye-bye.